Welcome, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 197 for March 15th, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And the song you're listening to is a good Irish tune celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And the name of the song is Breton Dance, Star of Munster. From the album Celtic Cafe by Karen Ashbrook and Paul Oertz. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Well, welcome. If you're a first-time listener, I really appreciate you coming on board to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And if you're a long-time listener, hey, thank you very much for being a part of the family. We'd love to have you here, and we hope that we're doing something that helps you out in your business endeavors. And if you haven't been over to the website yet, check it out at www.hometravelagent.net. And once you're there, you can find a link to all the past shows. You can also sign up for the newsletter over on the right-hand side of the page. Just put your email address in the little box provided, and you'll get the newsletter, which is actually the show notes, so you get all the links that we talk about here in the show. Handy way to do it. I know sometimes you're exercising or driving down the road listening to the show. Not convenient to write everything down, but you can get the show notes right in your email box just by subscribing to the newsletter. Coming up in the co-hosted segment, we're going to talk about a great fam trip that you should try to take advantage of. It's an interesting fam trip, and you'll hear more about this. And if you don't know what a fam trip is, it's a familiarization trip that many companies offer travel agents so that the travel agent can become familiar with the company's products. And this fam trip happens to be offered by Holland America Line, and it has to do with an Alaskan cruise, and I think you'll be interested. It's a little bit different twist on the Alaskan cruise, so it's not exactly all an Alaskan cruise. So stay tuned and listen and hear more about that coming up in the co-hosted segment with Lorraine Romero and I. In the meantime, did you know that $300 is the average cost of a domestic round-trip ticket? And of course, you probably knew that because you're a travel agent or interested in the travel business. Now, $49 is go-to-meetings monthly rate. You know, that's right. Hundreds of online meetings per month is less than one in-person meeting with GoToMeeting. And with GoToMeeting, you can hold as many meetings as you want for one flat rate. And you also get free voice over IP and phone conferencing included. Business travel is a profitability killer. So do more and travel less with GoToMeeting, the award-winning online service brought to you by Citrix. Try GoToMeeting for free for 45 days, and this special offer. To take advantage of it, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts. Go there today for a free trial. And I want to thank GoToMeeting for being a sponsor of the show. So with that, what I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment with Lorraine Romero. And we will do that right now. Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is the co-hosted segment of the show coming right into St. Patrick's Day. So I hope everybody's got their green on and ready to travel because Lorraine has some interesting fam trips, or an interesting fam trip, I should say, to talk about here in today's co-hosted segment. So Lorraine, are you ready for St. Pat's Day?
I am very ready, and in fact, for me, since it's falling on a Tuesday this year, I am in meetings back-to-back from about 8:15 in the morning till 9:30 at night. Some of the meetings I actually have to wear a specific shirt, and we don't have green. So I'm either going to get pinched a lot or teased a lot, or no one's going to notice. I'm hoping it's no one notices it. Hard. But it's a fun holiday. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of fun. Do you guys celebrate it out your direction?
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few parades in the area. In fact, they just had on the TV news, they were talking about the parades in this area and that they may not be quite as big this year with fewer businesses participating because of the economy, but the parades are going to go on.
Very nice, very nice. Well, and it's a festive thing. It's fun, you know. On one hand, people drink too much because, you know, it is an Irish holiday and they have green beer. It's, that sounds disgusting. But then again, I always, growing up, the Shamrock Shake from McDonald's, I'm just not a mint person. So, but it is a very fun holiday, and yeah, that's great that you guys are doing the parades. I don't know of any out here, but I don't live close to a metropolitan city. San Francisco is probably going to have one, but I'm not going to be anywhere near that. So spring is finally springing in your area, I hope.
Well, it's trying to make up its mind. It comes and goes. The other night we had a temperature down probably less than 10 degrees, but this weekend's going to be pretty nice, and it's going to be a nice weekend. A lot of the parades are happening this weekend, and we're going to have temperatures up in probably the 50s, maybe high 40s at least. So, yeah, spring is trying to get take a hold.
Very nice, very nice. I know I have, I don't know about you, because it's more of an interest to me, but I have been following the Iditarod that's going on, and the photos that I have seen that's been coming out from there, it's been snowing a lot. Mother Nature's, making it challenging for them. But last year, when they had the Iditarod, the problems they were having was the dogs were overheating because the weather was only 25 degrees, which to me is obnoxiously cold. But considering that the Iditarod in that part of Alaska, it's cold, they were expecting it to be a lot colder, and the dogs were overheating. So this year seems to be a little bit better for the dogs with the snow and the other weather challenges, and they just tend to perform better in that kind of weather.
Well, that's good, and keeps the dogs healthy. That'll make me happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're the kind of athletes that I admire. They run 1,000 miles just to be petted. That's it. They don't care about compensation. They're not into that. They're wonderful athletes. And speaking of Alaska, you'd mentioned about a fam, and our goal on the show is to educate our listeners to be even better travel agents than they are normally, and we do try to be able to provide information that will help them with their personal training. The one that I am going to spotlight this week, and if I find more, I might spotlight them, but this one is actually very special, and I wanted to point it out because it just came out, and I would love agents to be able to take advantage of it. It's by Holland America, and it's a trip that's a little bit unusual and unique to Holland America. It is called a cruise tour. This particular one is that they have pulled out as a fam trip. There's a number of dates, and I will provide the dates a little further on the show, and I have given the link to Barry to post in the show notes. This is for travel agents who have an IATA number, so if we do have some listeners who are not travel agents, I apologize, you're unable to participate. This is strictly for travel agents, for them to be able to get used to the Holland America product. And the reason I say that it's a little bit different is it's called Tour 3, and it's looking absolutely wonderful. And I have signed up, and I have qualified. You do have to go through a series of questions and applications. I have to make a copy of my CLIA card, and just for giggles, I threw in my IATA card and your business card. And part of the application process is that you need to sign up for a webinar, which will be fine. I can do that. But the tour is of the Yukon. It starts in Vancouver, so it has a three-night cruise. So for some agents who have not been on a cruise yet and a little bit intimidated when there's a training tour that's all 7 nights of a cruise, this is a perfect opportunity to kind of get your feet wet. Get it? Feet wet? Never mind. All right. That was a bad joke. It starts off in Vancouver. First day is just a scenic cruise of the Inside Passage, and then you're going to go to Tracy Arms, and you're going to be spending the afternoon in Juneau. You're going to head up the Skagway and then go inland from there. So you've got 3 nights on a cruise and it's 10-night land. That's what makes it really unique to Holland America, is the fact that it's just not a 7-night cruise where you're visiting port towns, Love Juneau, Ketchikan, all the other ones. The difficulty is that you really want to train yourself to be able to talk to your clients about the importance of being on part of a land tour, to be able to experience Alaska for all its beauty. And this is the particular reason why we're going to go on this tour number 3. What it's called is Cruise Tour 3, 13-day Klondike and Double Denali. So obviously you can tell by the name that you're going to be spending 2 nights in Denali, which is what we did when I took my clients on a cruise land tour last year, but it was 7 nights cruise and 6 nights inland. This cruise tour didn't happen last year, otherwise I'm sure they would have loved it. But some of the towns that we'll be visiting are Dawson City, Talk, Denali, Fairbanks, and it's going to end in Anchorage, where there will be a breakfast meeting with the Anchorage Visitors Center, and the main speaker for the particular one that I'm going to be on happens to be a guest speaker that we have next month, and her name is Tanya Hancock. This person is phenomenal. We're ever so lucky to have her back on the show again. If you ever want to know anybody who knows anything about Alaska, this woman is the person. You remember Tanya from last year being on the show, right, Barry?
Yeah, I do. She's very good. A dynamic kind of individual. Great to have her on the show.
Absolutely. We're very lucky that she's agreed to come back on. People may also have met her. I know that she's doing another training at Cruise 360. She's often over at the home base and luxury expo in Las Vegas in December. The woman travels a lot, so it's very nice that she's actually able to host a breakfast for this group of travel agents in her hometown. I'm sure she's kind of happy with that. What this package includes for the travel agents is there will be presentations by a business manager, and I'm with Nexion, and my business manager happens to be on the one that I'll be going on. It also includes all the lodging, the cruise, all the transfers that's within the tour, and some of the meals that you're going to have to pay for yourself, but at the price point that they're offering to travel agents, it's really incentive for people to be able to make sure they're qualified to be able to go on. Depending on the date that you choose to go on, you're either going to be on the Volendam or the Zuiderdam. The particular one that we're going to be on is the Volendam, and the dates for that are June 24th, July 22nd and 29th, and then also August 5th. For the Zuiderdam, it's June 27th and July 25th. The emphasis on these trips will be for us to be able to get training and education about the different areas. So the travel agents will be pulled aside, even though we're really on a tour with all the other, it could be your clients on this tour, but we get pulled aside and have special training, and we have some special meetings going on in addition to the webinar before you go. Price point for a travel agent is $7.99, which is absolutely amazing. There will be port charges and taxes, but the final count for a travel agent, if they're qualified, is going to be $9.09. some change. For a non-travel agent, say for example, Barry, if you go with Gail, her charge will be $13.06. Well, according to the catalog, if you have a client you're sending on this trip, an inside cabin starts at $21.99. So no matter what, you're almost, you know, as an agent, you're saving what, $600, $700? Wait, my math is really bad. $1,500?
Yeah, I'm great at math, too. I don't have enough fingers, Lorraine.
So, no matter what, it's a worthwhile investment for you as a travel agent to do this. And the reason I emphasized it is I've done a Holland America fam before. For past listeners know that Gail and I did the Yukon Quest fam, and it is interesting to go on a Holland America fam and never be on a boat. That was really interesting. But it was a wonderful training, and I'm telling you, I go back again and again with clients and with firsthand knowledge of what these places are like. Fairbanks is absolutely beautiful. It is going to be one of the stops for us on this trip. Gail and I are both so excited to be able to go back there, because when we were there this summer with the group of clients that we brought, because we had already been there, we went, oh, you have to come over here and we have to do this. We have to show you what this is about. I would never know this if it weren't for the fact that we were there. There's a restaurant there that serves Hawaiian food. Hello? Fairbanks, Alaska, and Hawaiian food, it was phenomenal. It's better than some of the food that I had on Hawaii. But wouldn't know that if it weren't for the fact that I was actually there to be able to experience it. Holland America's hotels are with Westmark, so these would be the hotels and the lodging we'll be staying at. And it just gives you the whole experience of what your clients are going to be going through, plus the added benefit of getting additional training. One of the other fun things that they do is they go on motor coaches, of course. There's the train, so you get to experience the train. You'll be in Fairbanks for 2 days. You also get the training at the very end of the trip. And one of the other fun things that, as a travel agent, you're going to be getting special training in some of the towns and have some of their tourism offices host day trainings for you. So that's going to be really exciting. We're going to be able to see things that our clients are going to be paying for. What also is fun is, since they know that most of us will miss a flight in Anchorage, I'm just going to stay there overnight. They're offering for the travel agents the opportunity to go to the Anchorage Museum, or you can go to the Iditarod Training Center, which is downtown, Ravens and Bears, which is a wonderful little shop that just has a whole bunch of interactive multimedia opportunities that are in there. It's a lot of fun. And also to go to the Alaska Heritage Center. So these things are all included in the price of the fam trip. And I just want to encourage people, if you're at all interested, we're having tough times right now. By educating yourself more, to make yourself more available to your clients, please do. Price is great. You're not going to get a better opportunity. Holland America is a wonderful cruise line to partner with for travel agents. One of the things that I really appreciate about them, and they are straight up and they let you know about it, that if you have a client who's on a cruise and they go up to the cruise consultant, you know, because all cruise lines want you to book your cruise early, you'll save money. The thing that really stands out about Holland America is if you have a client there, they don't try to take them away. You list them have them list you as their travel agent. You get full credit to be their travel agent, which is really nice. Some other companies have been known to, that's it, you know, sorry, they're our client now. We know that you had them here on this cruise, but they signed down, they're ours. Holland America really makes the effort to keep the relationship going with the travel agent, and you get the commission on the sale, even though the client got a really good price for booking now while you're on the current cruise. So, yeah, I just really wanted to put that out there, and I will give a link to Barry to put into the show notes. If any of you are interested in it, please take a look or email me. I'm happy to give you more information. Totally worthwhile. It's a great trip, great price. The knowledge and education you're going to go away with is priceless, absolutely priceless. And if you want to email me at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. happy to give you any more information about it that you can't get from the website. I've already fulfilled the qualification, so I know what steps you need to take if you need a little bit of help from it. So I'm happy to help you out.
Well, very good. That's sounds like a great trip and a very interesting trip, spending 10 days on land in Alaska. Sounds great. Gosh, maybe we'll have to do it in August.
That would be great. I know that for you and I together, that's not going to work to go on the dates that I'm going, but I really hope that you and Gail can take the opportunity to do this also. And it'll give you a chance to get out there and see what I'm always talking about and why Alaska is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Barry, if any of the listeners want to reach you, what's a good email address for you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And, Lorene, I know you just gave your email address for people looking for more information about this fam trip. So, but if you'd like, you can give your email address again.
Absolutely. It's sharptongued at mac.com, and it's spelled S-H-A-R-P-T-O-N-G-U-E-D at mac.com. And thank you again, Barry, and I'm looking forward to being on the show next week.
Yeah, you're very welcome, and I look forward to having you here next week, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, Lorene.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Lorene, for a great co-hosted segment. And today I have three news items that I'd like to get into before we end the show. And the first news item is a bill in Congress. Actually, it's a bill introduced into the Senate by Senator John Kerry and Congresswoman Doris Matsui from California, and of course John Kerry's from Massachusetts. It must have been introduced in the House of Representatives as well, since they're talking about a congresswoman. But anyhow, the bill has to do with increased security and law enforcement and accountability on cruise ships. And I think this arose out of a recent rape incident that happened on a cruise ship that came into the one of the ports there in California, I think the port of Los Angeles maybe. But anyhow, it's a bill that's been introduced before, and it was not successful before, and the Cruise Line International Association is expected to oppose this bill. But basically what the bill does is it imposes U.S. law and requirements on cruise ships, even if they're in international waters, and even if they are not of U.S. registry. So I'm not quite sure how all of that's going to work, since there appears to be a jurisdictional problem there. But interesting to see how that works out. And, you know, I feel for the victims, but, you know, I'm not sure that federal legislation is always the answer to some problems that we have. So we'll see what happens. Well, Carnival Cruise Lines, here I might back up, that last article was in the Miami Herald newspaper, and I will put a link to that in the show notes so that you can go see the actual article there in the Miami Herald. And the next article comes from the Puget Sound Business Journal out of Seattle, and it says that Carnival Cruise Lines is to use Seattle Port in 2010. And what they're going to do is use the Port of Seattle for cruises to Alaska beginning in May of next year. And the Carnival Spirit is going to depart from Seattle from May 11th to August 31st, 2010. So you can look for another cruise ship going out of Seattle, going to Alaska for Alaska cruises. And I'm sure that's good news for people on the West Coast and people that live in Seattle. Again, this is an article in the Puget Sound Business Journal, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes. And the next article is in the USA Today, and I thought it was an appropriate article because of the upcoming St. Patrick's Day celebration. And the article is entitled, The 10 Great Places to Raise Your Glass in Toast of St. Patrick's Day. And the 10 great places are in the United States, not necessarily in Ireland. And the first one is Nine Fine Irishmen in Las Vegas. And each of these have a description of why these pubs are the greatest to raise your glass to in on St. Patrick's Day. So I'll let you go to our actual article and read why they're so great. But you may be familiar with some of these great Irish pubs, and if so, you will probably know why they're mentioned in this article. But the first one is Nine Fine Irishmen in Las Vegas. And I guess that is an actual pub, and it was built in Ireland and shipped to the United States. And then it was put right down in the Vegas Strip. Kind of interesting. I've been to Vegas a few times. I didn't know this, but the next time I go to Vegas, I'm going to have to seek out the Nine Fine Irishmen pub. I do like Irish pubs. And the next one is McGuire's Irish Pub, and that's in Pensacola, Florida. And they're noted particularly for their food. The next one is Pour the Perfect Pint in New York City. And this is one of two pubs of the same name in Manhattan. And the first one and the first one and the popular one is at the watering as a we'll get this right. The first is a popular watering hole at Times Square. So anyhow, check out the Pour the Perfect Pint if you are in the Manhattan area. And the next one for all of you folks in Denver is the Irish Snug. And this is one of the few places in the country where you can get a small private room with direct access to the bar right there in the pub. So this is kind of a true Irish experience. So if you need to get away for a nice private drink with your lady friend or whatever, this may be the place to do it. Sounds interesting. The next place is in Atlanta, and it's Stats, S-T-A-T-S. Now, the unique thing about Stats is that it has a setup where at every table, you can tap your own beer, so you don't have to wait for the bartender. You can just pour yourself a pint. Sounds a little bit dangerous to me. The next place is Tom Bergen's Tavern in Los Angeles, and this place is particularly known for its Irish coffee. In Philadelphia, they have the Ugly Moose, and this is a fairly well-known bar locally, Irish pub locally, and I guess it's pretty easy to strike up a conversation because most of the people in the Ugly Moose are pretty friendly folks. The next is in Hingham, Massachusetts, and this is just outside of Boston. And Boston is probably one of the greatest Irish-American cities in the United States. And this is The Snug in Hingham, Massachusetts. And the next is a little bit closer to home for me, at least, and that's the Celtic Crossings in Chicago. And it's an Irish haunt in the River North neighborhood. And there's a strict no television policy there so that there's nothing to interrupt the conversation or the flow of the Guinness. And the last is in New Orleans, and it's the Cary Irish Pub. And you get a little bit of the Emerald Isle right there in the French Quarter. Well, that's the list of the great Irish pubs across the country that you may have an opportunity to take advantage of here this St. Patrick's Day. And maybe even this, by the time you listen to this, the weekend will likely be over, but in the upcoming weeks, you may have an opportunity to stop into one of these Irish pubs. And I have to say, one of the greatest Irish pubs I've ever been in is about 7 miles here from my house in a small town called Conklin, Michigan. And it's kind of a hole-in-the-wall bar, but it's definitely Irish. It's not an Irish decor or an Irish strictly just made to look Irish. It's definitely a real Irish pub, and they have Irish musicians coming in from Ireland occasionally to put on concerts in the pub, and we've been to one. And on Wednesday nights, they have an Irish music jam session where people from all over the area come and bring their instruments and their bowerons and come in and play Irish music. So it's quite a treat, and it's only six, seven miles from my house. So you know, every once in a while, I haven't been there in a long time, but every once in a while, I like to go over there to take advantage of that real local Irish pub. Anyhow, with that, I hope you're all having a good spring, and I hope you all have a good spring break if you hadn't had your spring break yet. I know that's coming up for a lot of people, so be careful. And with that, I'd like to say stay healthy, travel safe, and we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.